Mobile. TR in 0TR, W2T, you're round, Tom. W2T Mobile.
TR?
You got out of bed, huh? W2T.
QSL, Mr. Rusty. How's your day going?
Well, if I get this idiot who pulled from the slow lane into the fast lane and then doesn't even drive the speed limit would get back over in the slow lane, he'd make everybody else happy out here on the road. But he's just cruising along at 65 along here, and he's cruising at about 58 to 60 in the fast lane, of course.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, it's just too bad we don't have more highway patrolmen, because they just passed a law against that.
Law against it, and you're not supposed to drive slower than the posted speed limit in that lane. Anyway, I'm headed up to Hendersonville. Got a meeting up there this morning. And meeting up with some of the folks from the event I've got in November. So we're gathering together up there and going to go look at a couple of things, recheck some information on our sites, and get a little bit more comfortable with what we're doing. And figuring out how we're going to make everything work, because our district passed a motion at our board meeting last weekend to, even though the place, the county we're in, does not have a mandatory mask law, not informing mandatory mask, our district decided, well, we'll go ahead and say everybody's got to wear a mask, including the performers, and it doesn't matter whether you've been vaccinated or not, you got to all wear a mask indoors. And that's going to make a lot of people very unhappy, and it's going to make a lot of people not come. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 6 weeks.
What was that that they were forbidden to come to, Rusty? I didn't catch it. I was negotiating traffic there. But I heard what you said about it. I just didn't hear what group it was.
It's my barbershop group, the district, the Carolinas district, our convention in November that's up here in Hendersonville.
Yeah, it'll make a lot of people unhappy. I don't know what to say about that. I guess the majority rules. It's kind of scary, Rusty. Boy, I know a few days ago I noticed the 390 admissions or something like that, and 341 were unvaccinated, and this Delta variant's a lot more aggressive and tougher. I'm kind of looking forward to getting my our third shot. I suppose that'll come up in October. Don't really know yet, but I'll take it.
For one, for mine, they're saying, though, if you got the Moderna, you're better off than if you got either of the other two right now, because it's holding up at about a 96 to 98% effectiveness even against the new variety. So we'll just have to go with it. But now, our board voted 6-5 to pass it. It was a very close thing. And when they find people, I've got over 200 people already signed up to come to the event. And when they all start canceling and all of our, and we don't have any contestants, then they'll, just because of the mask thing, which is subject to change between now and November, of course. But, you know, then maybe that'll get some people's heads out of their hind ends, you know?
Well, that's good news about the Moderna. There's so much stuff out there now. But I know the Pfizer wears off, and I'm sure the Moderna will too eventually, but great to hear it's staying up there. I'm not surprised when we took it. It's just in the flu shot. They're even saying you can take them both at once now, but that ain't going to happen. I'll get one, and then we'll get the other one maybe a month from then, a little later, and get the flu shot. But we always get them. Well, I'm sorry to hear that about your organization, because I think you're you're right on. And there will be people that resist it. Don't know where it's going to go, Rusty. Been to Tractor Supply and got some chicken feed. And got some chicken starter feed. And a little miscommunication between me and the guy I buy the chickens with. But he assumed that I ordered 8 new chickens when I really didn't. I just was asking him when they would be available this year. Seemed like October 1st. And about that time, the other chickens started laying a little bit. But they're 4 or 5 years old and getting to the point where you're feeding them like a pet, you know. So I guess we're committed to getting 8 new ones. And on death row.
Some good chicken dinners if they're not too tough. But anyway, that happens. And, you know, it's part of what goes on in the cycle of things. But, yeah, if there's another shot, I'll take it. And I'll... Now, the thing that's going to make everybody unhappy is because they passed a motion that said even the singers on stage performing were going to have to wear masks. We had already said that if you weren't performing, that you take your mask off to perform. But, you know, that's going to affect the sound of people. That's going to affect the facial expressions, which they're judged on. You know, we can't have a decent contest if that's what they're going to do, because that means nobody's going to be able to be fairly judged on their performance, because it'll all be hampered by the one or two people that really wanted the masks. Oh, well, I guess life will go on. We'll get things done. I thought I was scooting up the road pretty good, but I just got passed by one of these transit vans. This guy's got to be doing 80 miles an hour on this road out here. Oh, well, I will continue on as I'm continuing on. I'm not due there till 12 o'clock anyway. So you're going to go out and get chicken feed and all the other stuff you need for your chicks, huh?
Oh, we already did that. We stopped at the Pete's Farm, got some pizzas, and we went to take a book back that I ordered wrong to Amazon. I thought it was... I just like to read autobiographies, so I tried to surprise her and get one on Dolly, and I spent a little more on it than I probably should have, but she's worth it. And the sad part about it was, it wasn't what I thought it was. I thought it was an autobiography, which it is, but it just lyrics of the songs and that, and Bernice or I, neither one sing. And by the way, that just ain't going to work with masks on while you're singing. That's just stupid. Being a musician, I can say that with some degree. It won't even sound like a mute. It'll just sound like crap, I guess you'd say. Sorry for that. But, yeah, you're right, Rusty. I feel for you there. Somebody's not got their thinking cap on. I'm trying to pull into a parking lot here. In Aldi's. But we're going to Aldi's, and if they don't have all we want, I guess we'll go over to Walmart. We went to Sam's and Costco's yesterday. Trying to get a little bit stocked up on a few things so that we have to visit the stores less often. Go ahead, Bruce. And I've been doing that all summer a little bit, you know, with canned goods and such. But where are you headed to right now?
To Hendersonville, to the hotel where we're going to be, at our headquarters hotel, and then over to the college. I've got to break in a new chapter, the local chapter that's the host chapter for this. They changed the chairman on me. So I've got to break the new one in, show him the place. He's never been up to either place we've been, so he's going to meet with us up there today, and he's going to get to meet our caterer and everything like that. So it's a chance for me to show him around and answer some questions and also take some more materials to him that he's going to need for selling ads and that type of thing. So, you know, we're just taking care of business as we go along and figuring out what's happening and everything else, and I'll check. check with my hotels to see how many people they've got booked and that type of thing, and we'll go from there, as they say, you know.
The Armada. Well, that'll be a nice trip for you today. Get you out and get you to doing something. We've gone back to wearing masks, we kind of didn't for a while. But I think any good musician like Phil or Dave or anybody that's really got a background in it would tell you exactly the same. That you're right on in your thoughts, and I don't think the musicians should have to wear masks on stage. That's just totally ridiculous, because that's part of the show, is the facial expressions and such, and it just won't be right. But I got a feeling that'll change, Rusty, so think positive. I bet it will. Well, I don't know of anything else today, except I'm going to go out and feed the chickens, and it is abhorrent outside. It's just stinky. I mean, tell you, wow. The only place I've ever seen it any worse was the first time I landed on Wake Island, and I walked out of that air-conditioned airplane, and I thought, oh, my God, this ain't going to work. That's the worst humidity I've ever experienced. I don't think Midway was that bad, but Wake was, different world. I think Midway's too close to Hawaii, and they have perfect weather usually. But this feels much like the tropics. And people tell us, oh, you're from Kansas, you never had this humidity. Baloney. It was just like this in the summertime, on a horrid, only higher temperatures, hotter and colder. Rusty, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to go administrate here over the War Department and see what we need to buy and probably add to it. And I'll say 73s. You drive safe. Have a great day. W2TN0TR clear.
Well, that worked out fine, because I'm starting to get in this noisy section of 26 up here where the repeater kind of disappears. So, anyway, you and Bernice have a good day. Tell her I said hello, and we'll talk to you later. W2T clear, 73s.